Next up, we have on the phone with us right now, I think, is it Wesley Stace there?
Yes, it is.
Ah.
You sound surprised.
Well, you have so many identities, it's hard to tell.
Oh, I see. Well, it's whoever you say, is it, then, in that case.
So you're the Texas Outlaw Wesley Stace?
No.
Oh, you're the Bob Dylan album.
Yes, exactly. That's exactly right.
So, Wesley, you're going to come to Hudson on, is it Wednesday?
I've got
the article you just sent me. I can get all that information in front of me. You're bringing your Cabinet of Wonders?
Yes.
Can you tell our listeners what your Cabinet of Wonders is and what, I guess, what Wesley Stace or John Wesley Harding is?
Well, no, I shan't bother with the latter. But the Cabinet of Wonders is a show that I regularly do, and I'm sure some of your listeners there may have even noticed it in New York, generally at City Winery, though we've also done it in, you know, the West Coast and Europe and all kinds of places. And it's a variety show, is the easiest way to put it. That involves generally has a lineup of four stellar musicians, two or three writers, and a comedian who has often in the past been Eugene Merman. And we do that show roughly once a month in New York. We just did one a couple of weeks ago. And my friend Lacey Schutz runs the Shaker, asked me on behalf of the Shaker Museum to do a benefit. And we've never really done a benefit for anything before, and I thought that would be a great idea. So we're coming to Hudson, Helsinki, and the particular lineup that we've got together...
You're bringing most people, but you have somebody from Hudson playing too?
There's a couple of Hudson local people. Yes, you've spotted one then. So there's I don't know quite where everybody's exactly from, but I guess Fuzzy Roach of the Roaches is coming up from New York with the brilliant comedian Dave Hill, who often does stuff with us. Stephen Merritt of Magnetic Fields will be traveling from not too far away. Also true of Daniel Mendelssohn. And I think Tracy Bonham, who has done the show before too, she is technically, what in my mind, Boston, but she lives in New York and Woodstock, so she's also somewhat local. And now I'm forgetting who else is on the show. Charles Bock, the writer. So it's Stephen Merritt, Juliana Hatfield, Suzzy Roach, and someone I'm completely forgetting. Daniel Mendelssohn's your author. There's one I'm missing.
Juliana Hatfield? Is that a...
I said her.
Oh, you did.
I did, and the missing person is Tracy Bonham, Juliana Hatfield, Stephen Merritt, and, oh no, I got them all, Suzzy Roach.
Yeah,
they were all there.
Them all? Yeah, I can't see anybody on my list that you don't have.
No, you're
yourself?
Dead right.
Are you going to sing songs yourself?
Of course, I put the show together, and I'm, me and my band accompany all those people, sometimes the writers sing, sometimes the writers just read. Dave Hill is a musician stroke comedian. He'll almost certainly play with the band. And my band is the English UK, and they've done every show since the Cabinet of Wonders inception, now many years ago. And it's always a good time. And this is exciting because we've never done it in Hudson before, and that's a nice club, which I've actually been to once. And we think the Shaker Museum's a great thing.
Is there improv involved, or is it planned that the musician's going to back the novelist, or does it just happen to you?
There's improv in as much as people are thinking on their toes, but there's no, and things occasionally do happen off the cuff and
that's what I sort of mean. Yeah.
But generally, it's a well-planned show that is put together with hopefully the ideal people, so that the gestalt of the whole show is even more beautiful than the sum of its parts. And I do believe that's how it works out. It's a very friendly show.
And have these particular musicians and authors and comedians been in this combination before? No.
We've never done the same one twice.
So that's the kind of spark to it that you...
Exactly. Yeah. And, of course, I suggest various collaborations between people, starting with, you know, would you like to play with my band? And I often suggest to musicians, well, why not do, you know, one of yours that people don't know so well, and a cover version you'd like to do, because my band can do all the hard work, as it were, and you can just sing the song if you like. And I try and put the show together so it flows beautifully, and I'm kind of on and off between all the acts, making sure it's happening. We're also going to have a little stuff about the Shaker Museum. We don't ever do theme shows. We've never done a theme show, but it just so happened that Suzzy Roach has some Shaker-related stuff that she does with Frances McDormand, the actress that they recently did, I think, at a gala, also in Hudson. So it does, in fact, I'm hoping that it will have a slight bit of Shaker spirit, though we are bright colours and loud.
I was just going to ask if there was any special... musicians were bringing, I don't know, Stephen Merritt always seems like he needs some sort of framework to perform, like if he's going to do all songs starting with the letter S or something because it's a Shaker Museum.
Well, actually, funnily enough, I was told by a mutual friend of ours that there was a song from the early part of his career in which the magnetic field sang a Shaker spiritual. And that it was very sweet. I don't know whether he'll choose that. I try and dictate as little as possible, because you can always trust performers of the caliber of, you know, Tracy and Juliana and Suzzy and Stephen. They've all been doing what they do a long time. They know what to do on stage, and I just try and make it very fun for them, and so they'll want to do the show again. I happen to know that Juliana Hatfield's next record, I think, is an album of Olivia Newton-John covers.
Oh, my goodness.
So, and that's a very, very rich theme once you look into that. So we'll try and mine that theme. And
does that include songs from Grease?
Well, do they technically count as Olivia Newton-John songs? I don't know, but I would think Hopelessly Devoted to You would, whereas I would think that We Go Together would not. I would think, you know what I mean? I'd say if I was making a Olivia Newton-John covers record, I would only possibly include Hopelessly Devoted to You from Grease. Why? Here's the reason, of course, because it was created especially for Olivia Newton-John to sing in the movie.
Oh, it
wasn't
in the play.
In the original musical.
See, I don't even know. I just think because it seems more a thing of hers, but then I guess it's because of your reason.
That you are right, but for deeper reasons than you've ever been able to previously
exactly.
understand.
Now I understand.
Now you know. but Tracy Bonham did do the show before. In fact, lots of these people have, and which makes me extra comfortable because they know what's going on. And she suggested a beautiful duet with another member of the cast to, I shan't give it away now, but to beautifully memorialize someone who's recently died. And that's the spirit of the cabinet. Certainly I was able to play my favorite Don Williams song the day after he died, because my band's fantastic and they can learn everything at the drop of a hat and they'll be ready at soundcheck.
Yeah, how many Tom Petty songs are going to happen this week?
Don't know.
Is this something, I'm guessing, in New York City you have like people surprise drop in sometimes?
Yeah, we do. I mean, I remember a good example of that was there are some people, fair to say, who are too famous to be on the bill. Like, you wouldn't want to advertise Bob Dylan, because if you did, there'd be 300 Bob Dylan fans there, because City Winery isn't huge, all waiting for Bob Dylan to sing three songs and not really giving much of a toss about anybody else on the
right.
bill. I say that with all good... So you don't
no, that's
want
just what
to,
you're going to get, yeah.
You don't want to... Yeah, because they'll get the tickets and that'll be that. So you don't want to bite off kind of more than you can chew. But one very lovely example is when we did... somebody couldn't turn up because, you know, their plane got grounded in Chicago or something, and it just so happened that Mark Eitzel, you know, of American Music Club and stuff, was in the audience. So he got up and did a couple of songs. And so there are beautiful things that happen just because people come and see the show anyway.
That's true. In Hudson, you can't have a show without having a house full of musicians anyway.
Well, that's true, isn't it? That's true, yes.
All right, Wesley, is there anything else we should know about the show? Or you have your record is out a little while ago, is that?
Well, I made a record with that band, the Jayhawks, that came out a few months ago, and I've done some very happy touring with them on the back of that record and various other things. But, I mean, my message today would be that if your listenership would like to be very relaxed in an atmosphere that will massively benefit the Shaker Museum in Mount Lebanon, then, you know, there isn't possibly a nicer way you could do it than also figuring into your donation to them, seeing, you know, Stephen Merritt and Tracy Bonham and Juliana Hatfield, Dave Hill, Daniel Mendelssohn, by the way, whose new book, Odyssey, is absolutely fantastic. I've just finished it. And it's going to be a great night. That's exactly what I'm here to tell you.
And we probably haven't been clear enough that it is this Wednesday, October 11th at 8 p.m. at Club Helsinki in Hudson.
That is exactly when it is, Wednesday at 11. And Wednesday the 11th at 8.
At 8, yes. Yeah. You don't want to come at 11 and miss...
You come for the party. The party will be good. The party's always good. It's sometimes the best shows in backstage room, actually.
All right. I was going to play Audience of One to bring you in because it was following something about the president. But do you have a song you want to pick from your new record
out? I think that's a lovely song. You can listen to Gary Louris's astonishingly beautiful guitar that isn't pedal steel, but just he's so skillful on the guitar, he can just turn the volume knobs up and down, and it sounds so beautiful.
All right. This is going to be Audience of One from Wesley Safe. Thank you for calling in, and we'll see you Wednesday night in Hudson.
Many thanks for doing the interview. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Wesley.
Bye.
Some quiet as the tomb, but I've only just begun playing to an audience of one. I've played shows where those on stage outnumbered those who paid, but I've never had more fun than playing to an audience of one. Everything I write for her. She understands each word of all what they do and do not mean, nor all the breaths between. Why I stop singing when I dare. There've been nights when I have wished for just 10 warm bodies more. Now I don't care if there's none, and I'm playing to an audience of one. I just keep playing for her when you've gone home. I'm trying to amuse her. I didn't even choose her. She chose me. And I offer her my song, Eternal.